Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday, continuing all the coaching news and the playoffs with our good friend John McClain, who joins us now. John, good afternoon. How you doing?
Well, it's a bleak day in Houston, as you guys can imagine, based on the way C.J. Stroud stunk it up yesterday, and Texans wasted a great defensive effort, especially by Will Anderson Jr. with 3 sacks, Tamil Hunter with 2, and then I get up this morning and I see Sean McDermott is fired, and I wondered, all these teams that have done 2 interviews, like the Titans, would stomp the brakes and see if they wanted to hire McDermott. I also wonder if John Harbaugh and Kevin Stefanski wish the Bills had been open so they could work with Josh Allen. So 10 ties the all-time record. In 2022, 10 new coaches were hired. 8 have already been fired.
All right, so let's start with the McDermott news. I feel like if you're any of the, I guess, 7 of the 8 jobs that are open, that have been, you're down the road on this process now. You need to find out, like, today, hey, are you interested or no, or because, you know, you're down the road. So I hate it for him because he just got fired this morning. I'm sure he's in shock right now. Do you think the best bet for him might be just take a year and then come back?
Well, he's already said he wants to coach, and there's a lot of jobs available out there. And but, you know, because he's been with them for 9 years, made the playoffs 8 years, his record 98-50 in regular season, but he hadn't been to the Super Bowl. And people liken it to what happened with Tony Dungy. He rebuilt the Buccaneers, perennial playoff team, couldn't get over the hump. They give up 2 ones and 2 twos to get John Gruden. They win a Super Bowl. John Fox lost a Super Bowl in Denver. They hired Gary Kubiak. Then Gary Kubiak wins a Super Bowl. So the difference is it's amazing to me, a guy like McDermott, there's still 6 job openings. I'd imagine his agent, who probably didn't have a lot of things scheduled for today, that probably weren't involved interviews for his head coaching client. The agent's going to have his hands full, and I think everybody should pump the brakes and check out McDermott before you make a decision, including the Titans.
Yeah, well, and we'll see. We'll see if they end up doing that. Reports are that Matt Nagy is in the building right now and that Robert Saleh will be in the building this afternoon with Jeff Hafley tomorrow. So will be interesting to see. Let's go back to Houston now.
Hang on a second.
Yes, sir.
I covered Robert Saleh for 6 years here. And Robert was so far down the chain when Gary Kubiak was hired in 2006. Robert had already been as like a bottom-of-the-line assistant coach with Dom Capers, the original coach. And Robert stayed 5 more years, and he worked his way up. But he worked his way up to linebackers, which meant he was coaching DeMeco Ryans. So that's how he and Kyle Shanahan hired DeMeco when they went to the 49ers. And then, of course, DeMeco replaced Saleh's defensive coordinator and came here. Robert is he's a great defensive coach. He's very forceful. I think it would be interesting if the Titans hired him. And I don't know what his relationship with Mike McDaniel is. They may have been really close. They may not. But if Saleh got that job and hired McDaniel as the offensive coordinator and play caller, I think people should be really happy with that. Now, Matt Nagy went to the playoffs twice with Mitchell Trubisky, including a 12-4 record, but he still got fired, I think, after 4 years. But and of course, Bogonzi knows him very well, and I've been reading everything I can about coaching, and I just read, I think the other day, Friday and maybe today, NFL people have thought Matt Nagy would get a head coaching job. Well, I hadn't heard that during the season. I hadn't heard anything about him since Andy Reid dominates everything there as the play caller in such a presence there. But it looked like Nagy had more than one team interested in him besides the Titans, but I do think they should check out Sean McDermott. Are you interested? Are you not?
Yeah.
John Harbaugh was interested.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm 100%. Like, you have to make a phone call. And, you know, by the way, there's a report today that the Chiefs are anticipating Nagy to get a head coaching job, and so they're going to talk to Eric Bieniemy about bringing him back as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, well, I remember when Andy Reid was saying all kind of great things about him, and I was told, well, that's because Andy calls all the plays and he wants to move up his quarterback coach to offensive coordinator, and that is Mike Kafka, who just was the interim coach with the Giants.
We're talking to John McClain on the Chase and McJoe Show. John, going back to that Texans-Patriots game, I mean, the question is, what happened to C.J. Stroud? So I'll ask you, what in the world happened to C.J. Stroud?
He didn't lose a fumble in the regular season. He had 5 fumbles at Pittsburgh and 2 interceptions. He only threw 8 interceptions during the season. He threw 1 against the Steelers, and they won 30-6 because of his defense just dominated and produced 2 touchdowns. And then he gets in this game, and I know the Patriots were – I put the over-under on how many Patriots were going to say after the game they got so tired of people talking about the Texans' defense, and they wanted to show people we got a great defense too. And Stroud, it's obvious to me he did things in the playoffs he hadn't done in regular season. And he made some of the dumbest decisions with the ball I have ever seen, instead of taking a sack or throwing it away. And I don't know how you get that corrected. And also, he panicked in the pocket, looked like he lost his courage, and they fired the offensive coordinator after the 24th season, Bobby Slowick, who'd been here 2 years with him. Nick Caley came in. Caley gotten a lot of criticism for the offense this year. And they should devote just about everything in the draft and free agency to bolstering the offense, particularly the offensive line, for the 4th year in a row, till they can get it right, because so far they have not. But if I'm Stroud, I'm leaving the country for about 3 months because he's just getting eviscerated here. People are down on him. They think Davis Mills should be the starter. Davis Mills is not going to be the starter. They should draft a quarterback like Ty Simpson. They're not drafting a quarterback. Stroud's the guy. The difference is he could have gotten a contract extension this coming off season, like Will Anderson Jr., and now Will Anderson Jr. will get one, probably make him the highest paid defensive player in the league, and he deserves it. But they'd be crazy to give Stroud another one. They'll pick up the 5th-year option and make him bounce back and prove in his 4th season he's worth $55 or $60 million a year, whatever the going rate is.
John, is everything C.J. Stroud done at this point gone because of what happened yesterday?
I think everything he's ever done is gone because of the playoffs overall. I mean, he was terrible. And yesterday was the epitome. And the bad, he threw 4 interceptions in the first half. 3 were his fault. A pick 6 was one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen. A guy's in his face, he throws it up like a duck being shot out of the sky. And Marcus Jones returns it for a pick 6. And those decisions are mind-boggling because he didn't make decisions like that during the season. So I don't know if they're going to change any more coaches or stick with them. I know they love Stroud, great guy, teammates like him, but man, oh man, they got to do something differently with him next season.
John, do you think this might have been, so far in the 2025 playoff season, the best NFL has ever had? I mean, Wild Card Weekend was fantastic. This past weekend, 2 of your 4 games go to overtime. I mean, I can't get enough of it. And I don't remember or recall it being this simply fascinating.
I'm with you, Joe. We got bad weather, which people love in the playoffs, snow. We had it in Chicago yesterday. We had it in Foxborough. And when you have overtime games, there's nothing better than overtime. Sudden death. There's no sudden death in the regular season anymore, but you have it in OT. And I love seeing – I want both teams to always get the ball, and that way one team just doesn't take it like New England did against Kansas City when they changed the overtime rules in the playoffs and regular season. But I'm with you. These things are so exciting. Now, traditionally, the championship games haven't been as interesting as a divisional round. But this year, from the wild card round to the divisional round, these games this weekend are going to have a hard time living up to what we've seen so far.
John McClain is with us on the Chase and Big Joe Show. We'll have more with him coming up on the other side here on 102.5 The Game. Now, this is a country song. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday, continuing our conversation with John McClain down in Houston. John, who gets the Steelers job? We've kind of made the joke that they'll hire some guy that nobody's heard of and he'll end up being there for 20 years and, you know, winning a Super Bowl. It seems to work out for them, but that one's kind of an interesting one.
Well, the thing about the Steelers, they did that with Chuck Knoll and Bill Cowher, and Bill was defensive coordinator. He'd been special teams and linebackers, and he was working for Marty Schottenheimer in Kansas City when he got the job. And then, of course, Mike Tomlin had been a defensive coordinator one season, and he blew away Dan Rooney, the late owner. And his father, Art Rooney Sr., hired Chuck Knoll. Dan Rooney played a big role in it. So now you have Art the second. It's the first time he has hired somebody, and he is a great owner like all the Rooneys have been. And I don't know that they can just get anybody because they operate differently than other teams. They don't spend a lot on facilities. They don't have monster departments. Their analytics need to be brought up to date. And maybe they get another defensive coordinator. But I would guess Sean McDermott would be a coach they would reach out to because he's gotten to know a lot about him since he's been in the league for so long and in the conference for so long, but it would be going against the grain. And if they took a defensive coordinator or several good ones out there, they don't seem to be in a hurry to make moves, but I'd like to see them keep up that tradition of hiring another young defensive coordinator.
Well, yeah, and I mean, McCarthy also makes sense too. He's from the area and a Super Bowl winning coach, but I'll be curious to see how that one ends up developing as things go along. Going back to the playoffs now, we know that Bo Nix is out. A lot of people are saying, okay, Patriots probably get through Denver and Jared Stidham and then go to the Super Bowl. You never know. We've seen crazier things happen, but I just feel like the way Vrabel has that team playing, and you just saw him, even if you had your regular quarterback, they're just going to be tough to stop.
One more thing about the Steelers. Mike McCarthy's from Pittsburgh. He's about as Pittsburgh as you can get. No matter where he's coached, he always talks about Pittsburgh and the Steelers that he grew up loving. So I wouldn't count out Mike McCarthy. They'd be totally going against the grain. And they still got to have a quarterback. As far as Jared Stidham, he's a Texan. He went to Baylor to begin his career. Art Briles told me one time he thought he could be as good or better than Robert Griffin III. Then Baylor had the scandal. He took a year off, went to junior college there, worked on, got credit, and then he went to Auburn. And he's had a few big games in his career. Now, he's only taken one snap this season on a kneel down. And Sean Payton is a great quarterback coach. And Denver has a great defense. And Drake May's had a lot of turnovers, and he's been sacked a lot in these two playoff victories. So I'm not going against Mike Vrabel based on what I just saw. But the key is if their defense can beat up C.J. Stroud the way it did, then I think it's certainly capable of doing the same thing or more to Jared Stidham.
Talking to John McClain on the Chase and Big Joe Show. John, do we give Sean Payton enough credit, though, for what he's done?
I think he gets enough credit. He's a jerk, and that's why he doesn't get more. As you saw last week when a guy asked him a legitimate football question, he dressed him down. And there's been several things. The media up there don't like him because he bullies them. But what they don't like is not the way he treats them, but the way he treats people behind the scenes. he's that way with everybody. But he is a great coach. He has done a fantastic job with the Broncos. And so he'll have Stidham ready to play. He will have a game plan that doesn't put a lot on him, and then you hope you don't fall behind. He has to throw all the time. It'll be a lot of short passes, quick passes to get away from the pass rush, and he'll see what they did to C.J. Stroud. If Stroud had just thrown the ball in the dirt on every passing attempt, his rating would have been higher than it was yesterday. So they can't tell Stidham throw them all in the dirt. But the main thing is you just don't turn it over and put us in a bad position. So I think it'll be low scoring, and it'll probably end up being a field goal game. But I'm not going against Vrabel. I like Mike. I hope Mike gets it. I hope he goes to the Super Bowl and wins another one for the Patriots.
You know, it's funny, John. A lot of people out there are saying and wanting Peyton to hire to sign Drew Brees and bring him in for this run, which would be unprecedented. At the same
47.
Time, would be wonderful to bring him in to run the. It's just something that we'd never thought you'd see in this lifetime, and here we go.
Well, he'd be better off bringing in Phillip Rivers, since he's actually thrown a pass in the last 5 years.
Right, you do all that, John. Mike McDonald, the job he's done in Seattle. I know it's so far out there, we hardly ever pay attention to him. But watching them just dismantle the 49ers the way they played the last month of the season, that is such a good football team, and Mike McDonald is such a good coach.
Pete Carroll had total control there. I see things by national media. Well, John Schneider, when he built this, now he's building that. John Schneider didn't build it. He was these general managers that coaches have final say, you know, they're valuable. You know, but the coach still has final say. Pete Carroll got fired. John Schneider got final say. And he's made tremendous decisions on personnel, whether it's free agency, the draft, trades, waiver claims. And he hired McDonald, who did a great job in his short stint as a defensive coordinator for Baltimore. And then McDonald did a great job hiring Clint Kubiak as his offensive coordinator and play caller. And that defense is tremendous. And the Rams right now, they're playing a lot of close games, not blowing people out like they did. I'm taking Seattle. I was just talking about Gary Kubiak. He's going to the game because of his son. And of course, he's all excited about it. But I think that the job that Clint did the other day was Sam Darnold. Now, if they're going to lose, it's going to be because of Darnold. That old Blake, which is on your side, you know, he took a shot at Thordahl, and it takes an hour to kick in, and it's not going to just improve over a week. So he's going to be playing again with a sore oblique on his side, and those things hurt. And so if the Rams are going to win, it's because their defense, which is okay, played really well against injured Sam Darnold. I would love to see Seattle win. I'd like to see Darnold finally get to a Super Bowl after his roller coaster career.
I'm with you on this one. Besides, I don't even think I have an oblique. John McClain's with us. John, I for some reason in my weird mind, this Arizona franchise, I'm fascinated by this too as well, because nobody wants his job. There's like really no candidates out there have talked about Arizona. What's wrong with Arizona? Is this because it's been hapless for so long?
Hapless is a great way to put it, Joe. They've been hapless. You know, their stadium is great. Their facility's not. Michael Bidwell, he'll spend some money, but he doesn't spend a lot. They don't sign a whole lot of expensive free agents. They don't have a quarterback. They're going to get rid of Kyler Murray, it looks like. And I'm guessing they'll hire a coordinator. Maybe it's somebody that's gotten a couple of interviews. Maybe it's not. Would a coach, a former coach like Mike McCarthy, would he go to Arizona? Does he want a third head coaching job to be there? It's such a hapless place in a division right now that has replaced the AFC West as the best in the NFL.
John McClain is with us on the Chase and Big Joe show. Something I saw earlier that one of the insiders, I guess it was Rappaport, put out there, that the Bengals are allowing Dan Pitcher, their offensive coordinator, to interview
for OC jobs so he can call plays, since Zach Taylor calls plays. You know, we've seen Brian Callahan and other coaches that had never called plays before, you know, stumble when they get to that point and they are a head coach. Is this a practice you could see other coaches doing moving forward of letting guys go get that play calling experience?
Chase, it depends on how the offensive coordinator is being used. Like Kyle Shanahan uses Clay Kubiak, Gary's second son, a lot in their game plan. And Clay's getting an interview with Pittsburgh, and he's involved in a lot. And he's on the headphones with him constantly up in the press box. And I don't know what Brian Callahan's role was. Just because a guy is calling the plays doesn't mean he's not in that headset having a offensive coordinator say, hey, do this, do that. This is happening. You might think about this. Or so-and-so looks like he's tired, things like that. So Kyle Shanahan was asked, would you let Clay Kubiak out of his contract to go somewhere as an offensive coordinator so he could call plays? And he goes, he calls some plays now. Why would I want him to go somewhere else as offensive coordinator? He's staying right here. So really it depends on the responsibilities they get from the head coach.
John, do you care about the national championship tonight in football?
Absolutely I do. I've been watching Pat McAfee and other shows all day. I'm trying not to watch any more about the Texans because I stayed up ripping them most of the night. And I'm picking Indiana. I'm not getting away from Indiana and because it's the greatest success story in the history of college football.
Amen, brother. Sure is.
All right, before we let you go, because I have a feeling they will hire somebody before we talk to you again, who's your final vote for Titans head coach?
Well, I would like to see them interview Sean McDermott and see what they think. I covered Robert Saleh, but I know this. Matt Nagy, if you can go to the playoffs two times with Mitch Trubisky and still finish 12-4, you know what you're doing. He's worked with Andy Reid now two times. And I don't think Mike Bergonzi is going to hire somebody because he's friends with him. I think Bergonzi knows he may not get another chance. And so if he decides to go with Matt Nagy, an offensive coordinator, I got no problem with it. But I would like to see Sean McDermott because he's got such a great track record.
All right. We will see what happens. John, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Chase and Joe, thank you guys very much, as always.
Absolutely. John McClain joining us here on the program, as he does every Monday at 2 o'clock. Coming up next, there is one little connection that I missed on one of these candidates that I'm wondering if it has any bearing whatsoever.
I like it.
In this. Plus, I have a story from the weekend that I need to share with the people.
I think they need to hear this.
Yeah, we will discuss that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.